Our next speaker just admitted to me he is not a Go developer.
Yeah.
Wow, exciting.
Yeah.
People like that you're not a Go developer for some reason.
Yeah.
So why did I invite Dimitri today? Well, you don't build Go. Oh, well, you don't write Go, but you build it.
Yeah.
And that's the most interesting, because those Go binaries, they get up everywhere. And we want to know how does the code be written very badly and pass the compiler. Applause for Dimitri.
Hello, welcome. My name is Dimitri. I am an OS distribution developer. So I've built lots of operating systems. I am Debian developer. I'm Ubuntu core developer. I started Intel Clear Linux project, currently working at ChainGuard building Wolfie OS. And I'm mostly focused on building production-grade container images, such that all the Go code that I compile over thousands of projects, we deploy it in Kubernetes clusters in production for ourselves and our customers. And this talk, I'm going to delve into how we build all of the Go projects that we ship, and hopefully such that other people adopt our best practices. It will be Linux focused, right? Such that majority of this applies to Linux binaries on x86 and ARM. However, most of it is transferable to Go on other operating systems and architectures as well, but you may need to do your own testing. I've been doing this for a while, so hopefully you'll find something useful here. First, we'll start with simple things. So by default, when you run Go build, it will produce binaries with debug symbols attached. I do want to ask you a question. Who has here run GDB or Delve on a Go binary to debug it? OK, that's a lot. Keep your hand up if you've done it whilst the binary you're attaching to is running in a production cluster. OK, still a few hands. OK, I want to posit that the debug information is often unused in production, right? Such that when you build your production container, you can strip that. So there is ld flags -w flag, which will remove debug symbols from the binary you produce. If you want to keep a copy of your debug information, there is another option where you can use strip, and you can strip debug and store it in your debug info D server, which you are running locally, because then GDB can still connect and you can still get all of your debug information for the 5 people who connect to their production binaries, right? The saving on the binary is huge. It can be like 35-40% of the binary size, such that you can potentially, you know, half of all of your container sizes. Next up, trim path. So when you build binary, it encodes the file path of your build system inside the binaries for majority of files that you're compiling. It leaks the username, it leaks the file system layout of your build infrastructure into the binary. If you strip that, you can save between like 2 and 5% of your binary size, and you can also make your binaries reproducible and also be able to compile it on multiple places and get the same hash every time. It's a useful property. It does remove any extended attributes that you've set with LD flags from the build info file. So there is an upstream bug about it. They're hopefully going to fix it in the compiler. In Wolfie, we do patch that out because we want to still see all of the X flags that you pass to the binary in build info. OK. How many people here disable CGO when they build binaries?